Let's cross now, though, to the UK's tallest skyscraper, the Shard, where the observation deck opened to the public today. It boasts a 40-mile panoramic view of the capital. And to give us the first view, from his own eyes, London Mayor Boris Johnson, who's just cut the ribbon. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. What can you see?
Good morning, Nick. It is quite stupefying. There cannot be many buildings in London from which you can see all the bends in the river. It's absolutely amazing. It's the closest thing I've come to being in an aeroplane whilst actually being able to stand up, move around and look at 360 degrees. It's a wonderful new attraction that they've opened for Londoners, a way of coming up to admire their city from on high. And people will say it's cost a lot. I just remind you, it's cheaper than the Empire State Building, and it's going to employ loads of people from the neighbourhood, about 500 people in the hotel downstairs, and jobs and growth for London.
Why do you say it's cheaper than the Empire State Building? That costs £16.
No, that's not according to my brief. My brief says...
Perhaps I could run through... I understand that it will cost £25. Let me run some figures past you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry to talk over you, sir. The Shard, I understand, will cost £25, the cheapest adult ticket. It could be £100 for immediate unbooked entry. A child is £19. The Eiffel Tower is £12, the Empire State Building £16, and the Leaning Tower of Pisa £14. Why so expensive?
Well, all I can tell you, Nick, is you seem uncommonly well-informed about the price.
It's called journalism, Mr. Mayor. You might want to try it one day. So why is it so expensive?
They've set the price that they think it's worth, and I'm not in the business of contradicting. My information is that actually...
Is it worth £100, Mr. Mayor?
It doesn't cost £100, does it?
For immediate unbooked entry...
I'm saying it costs £100.
For immediate unbooked entry.
No, we're disputing that. There are lots of shaking heads around here, Nick. They don't think it costs £100.
That's what I have here. For immediate walk to the front of the queue, straight in, boom, in the elevator and up, £100. You're telling me otherwise.
Well, I'm looking around.
All right, okay.
I'm sure...
Let's move on to other matters.
Someone's written £25 here.
Well, okay. All right, that's still...
£24.95. Hang on, we've got an expert from the Shard here who wants to contradict you, Nick, and he's saying it's £24.95.
Well, that's...
I'm not their spokesperson.
That's still double the Eiffel Tower.
I suggest you talk to them.
It's still double the Eiffel Tower. What can you see, Mr. Mayor?
Well, it's much better than the Eiffel Tower.
All right, okay.
Well, you can... You, not only can you see London, you can probably see Paris as well from the Shard.
So. If it's a foggy day, do you get your money back?
It's a very rainy day today, and it is absolutely spectacular, and I thoroughly recommend it.
In a way, Mr. Mayor, is this a metaphor for where you see our great city going?
I think what's interesting, seriously, Nick, what's happening in London at the moment is there's massive amount of confidence in the city. This is, as everybody knows, an investment very largely supported by the Qataris, and we congratulate them on that. But you're seeing lots of cash coming in from around the world. Look at what's happening in Croydon, about £1 billion of Australian money going in there to regenerate the town centre. Everybody's seeing what's happening in Battersea, where the Malaysians are piling in, and quite rightly, and great big British investors too. And that's because they see London as a dynamic, growing city, with particularly after last summer, where everything really worked so well. They think it a great place to live and to invest. So I hope that you're going to be hearing some interesting news from Irvine Cellar and the developers of the Shard in the next few months about some of the people who are going to be moving in. I mean, don't forget, Nick, this is a city that in the last 4 years has gone up by 600,000 in population. Since I've been mayor, 600,000 more people in London. We're going up by a further million. We need great investors. We need great new developments.
OK, just lastly, you say it has a commanding view of our great city. Presuming it's got a nice view of Mayfair, where you recently dined with Rupert Murdoch. What did you discuss?
I don't discuss what goes on at... dinner with anybody, Nick, and I don't see why I should.
Okay. How wise was it for you to attend that? To attend that dinner.
It was no more nor no less wise than my decision to attend a dinner with the Director General of the BBC and the great Mr. Alan Rusbridge of the Guardian. Yeah, which I did a couple of nights ago. This is all a load of old baloney. I think.
Goodness me, you have a lot of media moguls asking you to dinner, don't you?
Sometimes I get to have an audience with the great Nick Ferrari.
Well, lastly, Nick Clegg comes to see me every week. I get you about every other month. What on earth's happened between us, Mr. Mayor?
What? That's outrageous, Nick. Well, when was the last time I was summoned to
the headmaster's study? I think it was about 2005, as I recall. But we look forward to welcome.
We're always that. Your listeners know what nonsense that is, because I'm often met, but I'm often interrupted by people in the street who say how much they enjoy our conversation. So there you go. So there must be quite a few.
I think I look forward to welcoming you the day after Valentine's Day. Let's hope it's suitably romantic. Thank you indeed, Mr. Mayor, for talking us through that view. Boris Johnson there, talking from the observation deck of the UK's tallest skyscraper, our